Hi, I'm Adriano Origanello. I'm the creator of Crazy Latte Thing Called Love, and you're listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Adriano Origanello about Pesto Comics, the value of Kickstarter for comic book makers, plus his exhibit plan for 2024 Niagara Falls Comic Con. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, and YouTube Video. Please like and subscribe to that video channel. Founded in 2011, Niagara Falls Comic Con, taking place June 7th to 9th at Niagara Falls Convention Center, is Canada's premier celebration of all things pop culture. Last year, the three-day event attracted more than 30,000 visitors, making the event the largest event the venue has ever experienced. Guests can explore over 200,000 square feet of exhibitors, vendors, artists, celebrities, memorabilia, workshops, video gaming, and more, including comic books. Plus, the Falls Horror Fest and special events such as free Q&As, seminars, and a cosplay contest. Niagara Falls Comic Con also features more than 50 celebrity and comic book guests from a wide variety of pop culture fandoms. Adriano Origanello is a native of Toronto. He's also a comic book aficionado who graduated from a film school that's now a pizza restaurant. He's been writing short stories, screenplays, and comic books for over 20 years, finally hitting his stride in the past few. When he's not writing, you can find him strapping on skates and hitting the ice like any good Canadian. Adriano is a writer of crowdfunded comics, such as Brad's, Unlimited Udu, and Stay Cool, for which he was nominated for the 2023 Sequential Magazine Awards in the categories of Best Comic and Favorite Letterer. His latest project is Crazy Latte Thing Called Love, available through Kickstarter. Crazy Latte Thing Called Love is a 32-page, full-color one-shot where the story goes like this. Liam starts his day the same way every day, dressed, coffee, and start the long commute to the office. A broken coffee machine sets him on an entirely new course with his life. He decides to stop at a local coffee shop on his way, in where he meets Ruby. She's the love of his life he didn't know existed until now. He is immediately convinced that there's no one else out there for him. He dreams of all the ways they can be together. And there's a lot about Ruby that Liam doesn't know. When he finds out, it can be very dangerous for him. So without further ado, here's my chat with Adriano Origanello about Pesto Comics, the value of Kickstarter for comic book makers, plus his exhibit plan for 2024 Niagara Falls Comic Con.
So Adriano Origanello, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Yes, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate your time. Before I get going with all the questions, though, I would like to know, what was the first comic book that you read?
Well, so when I was a kid, I used to deliver the Toronto Sun on Sundays. So my first comic was actually the comics pullout of the Toronto Sun. So first comic I'd see every Sunday would be Garfield. It's not, it's not the most elegant or promising type of comic, but, you know, Garfield is it. It really got me started. I was a young kid, 8 years old. It really got me into the format. It let me understand how to tell a very quick, a concise story.
Yeah, that's actually, believe it or not, I'm going to date myself here, but the Sunday Funnies pretty much started the whole comic trend. You know, that was what we first had back in way back when. And it evolved into the pulps. But I think the Sunday Funnies and the newspaper funnies, those sorts of things really inspired a lot of people. And there's nothing wrong with that. Lots of good stuff in there. In fact, as you said, you've got to be quick and concise and precise to get your joke across or whatever you're trying to do, your story in so many panels. Look at Peanuts. Charles Schulz created a whole art form based on that. So yeah, good stuff for sure.
Yeah, there's definitely an art to it.
So with that being said, though, lots of good stuff when you're a youngster and growing up, but who or what inspires you to create today?
So right now it's actually a lot of the indie creators that I'm seeing on Kickstarter nowadays. It was one of those things. I've always been a fan of, the comics from the LCS and going to, the comic shop picking up my DC and Marvel books. But not till I got to Kickstarter and I saw what people are putting together that's so different from what you can get in the comic shop, right? And they're doing it, you know, from their bootstraps, kind of figuring it out and telling stories that you wouldn't find anywhere else. And it's honestly the most inspiring thing I've seen. So that's actually what got me to jump in myself. And it's what keeps me going, seeing how everyone else is being so successful on here and really finding their audience where, you know, they would have never been able to do that even just a few years ago.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And it's really unfortunate that our marketplace today doesn't permit or hasn't allowed that type of independent comic book into the local comic book shops. Some people try, you know, and if there's some very kind shop owners will do that, but Kickstarter is at least it's there, and other crowdfunding efforts help as well. We'll see how that turns out. But yeah, it's always a good thing to do on Kickstarter for sure. Now,
yeah, absolutely.
I understand we just had the Toronto Comic Arts Festival. It just took place, a big event, lots of good attendance. And unfortunately, I didn't get to everything. There was so much to see and do, and especially panels. I understand that you did a talk there about crowdfunding indie comics. I wonder if you could talk a wee bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I opened up the Word Balloon Academy for the day. So it was just myself up there with a slide deck of 60-some slides going through, you know, soup to nuts, how you can get your Kickstarter going. It was more business focused. So in terms of, I leave the art up to the artists to kind of put their comic together, but this is how you can get it to more eyes on it, get it to more people. This is how Kickstarter works. Here's some tips and tricks, some Canadian focused information as well in terms of, you know, getting things shipped out, because as we know, it's always a little more challenging and expensive for Canadian creators to get things out to the world. So there's some hacks to that and some ways that we can actually get around it, and some advantages if you know your way around. So yeah, I spent about an hour talking and answering questions, and yeah, it went really well. I was really pleased with how it went and glad to meet a lot of people that seemed to take a lot out of it. So yeah, it seemed to go very well.
Yeah. Well, what sort of questions were you getting? Was it more factual, like how do you do this, or what's your experience? Could you summarize like what the type of questions were?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that I was really focused on was, you know, you have to kind of bring your audience. You can always start on Kickstarter with nothing or any crowdfunding, right? You can start with nothing and see what happens, but it really helps if you have an audience built in. So a lot of the questions were, you know, how do you even build that audience? You know, and the answer to that, you know, a newsletter is always helpful, or being on podcasts such as yours, you know, talking with as many other creators, because really it's a good community where everybody's supporting one another. So it's really about putting yourself out there, letting people know what you're working on, and sharing a lot. So it's kind of that, where do you get content to share? And really it's just that, just be yourself and share your own personal story and journey. And it's really your best way to get people to help you out, because people want to support other people, right? As much as you want to maybe present yourself as a brand, even myself, I have a, you know, my brand is Pestle Comics, but my name is what goes out there first, just because I want people to know that I'm just a, you know, a regular person trying to make it in this industry. So that's something that actually is a benefit. It's something that people want to help you and raise you up. So it was a lot of that kind of question, like how do you get there? How do you get started? And it was really just, you know, push through it, push past it. So
plan A is just get your comic book done, right?
Exactly.
What most creators don't realize, at least the people who are getting into it, that there's actually a second phase of the whole thing, is promoting and getting your word out and trying to raise your voice among many others, right? So that's always the trick. And you got to be, what did I say? It's, you got to be your own hype man, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yep.
Yeah. So as you said, using every opportunity you can, Kickstarter is a great way to get it started. But then after that, you have to keep that ball rolling and keep momentum going and keep interest. And that can be a challenge. But you found ways with speaking at different events and, as you said, doing interviews and that sort of thing. So it's the conventions really help a lot for sure.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
Now, you just mentioned something called Pesto Comics, and I'm curious about what that is. Can you talk a wee bit about that now?
Pesto Comics is, you know, my brand. Again, I mentioned that you like to have your name out there up front, but at the same time, when you have a name like mine, that's a little challenging to spell if you've just heard it. I had to pick something a little more SEO friendly, a little more easy to remember. So Pesto Comics, very straightforward. That's my branding. So my website is Pesto Comics. All my socials, Pesto Comics, easy to find me. So it was really just that. It was an easy way to link all of my comics work together and have it be easily found online and in person. And yeah, so if you're ever looking for me, my name's Adriano, but Pesto Comics is probably even easier to find me.
Ah, okay. Now, speaking of comics, I understand that your latest project is called Crazy Latte Thing. Is that correct?
That is correct. Crazy Latte Thing Called Love. Yes.
Ah, okay. What's that all about?
I'm calling it a romantic thriller because to call it a romance wouldn't be entirely accurate. It's a one-shot story with a great artist from Italy called Mattia Monaco. He's really knocked it out of the park. Yeah, 32 pages of a love at first sight story, but it's really a one-sided love at first sight and how that all plays out. It's an anti-hero story, we'll call it, without spoiling too much. Again, I wouldn't call it a romance. It's a romantic thriller. And what comes of it, I'll keep you guessing right up to the last page, but it might not be exactly what you expect, but hopefully that's a good thing.
Ah, absolutely. It just keeps you on the edge of your seat. That's for sure.
That's the goal.
So where did you find your creator? You said not from Canada. Where did you find him?
Yeah, so I found Mattia on Reddit. So I've been lucky with two places, Facebook and Reddit. But yeah, he was looking for work. And he's actually, you know, a pretty well-established creator. He's done a few professional gigs. So I was very lucky to find him. And when I saw his name, I was actually a fan of his work before I found him. So once I recognized his samples, I reached out immediately. So we've been working together ever since. It's been great.
That's great. Yeah, I know that social media, except for one platform, has been very helpful with finding creators. And I know I lament the fact that that other thing doesn't exist anymore because it was a very dependable place to find and promote artists from around the world. So now we have to scour other venues. And I'm glad you're able to find other platforms to do that. So that worked out for you quite well. That's good.
Yeah, it's very dispersed now, unfortunately. Like you said, it was nice to kind of all be in the same place. And, you know, I try to be everywhere, but yeah, now the only way you can really do it is to be everywhere, which is, you know, it's
it's an effort, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Conventions and festivals are always a good place to meet with people. And I know we just finished with the Toronto Comic Arts Festival, but you're going to be at another event in the not too distant future called Niagara Falls Comic Con, and you've got a project planned for that. I wonder if you could talk a wee bit of what you're going to be doing there at that show.
Yeah, that's right. So I'll be at Niagara Falls Comic Con. So I have this Kickstarter going, so I'll have some stuff on my table that if you come see me in person, you know, you'll get something extra if you back the campaign. So I'll have that going. I'll also have my back catalog. So I have a couple other comics that we've done available there as well. So I actually just got my banner today, so I'm very excited. I'm almost prepared to set up the table and I'm excited to meet people. But yeah, we'll definitely do something special for people who come by to the table. And yeah, make sure they get a little bit extra for coming and shaking my hand at Niagara Falls.
That's always a good thing when you can offer something to attendees when they come by, even though it might not be the finished product, but there you go. So yeah, you've got your Kickstarter on the go, and I know that's taking a lot of your time. Do you have anything else planned for down the road? Anything you can talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing I have, it's not comics focused, but it is in the creative field of short stories. So we're putting together an anthology, and call for entries is open. That's called Big Smoke Pulp. You know, being from Toronto, I had to get that theme in there. That's coming in the fall. And then I also have two comic projects that I can't speak to, but I will say that, yes, there is more coming planned for the fall. And for that, yeah, just keep an eye out, but two series. So I've been doing primarily one shots, but I have two different series on the go. So a lot more information about that once this Kickstarter is all wrapped up. So
yeah,
you'll be seeing a lot of me. Yeah.
It sounds like you've got a lot on the go. For people who want to find out about your current and your future projects, where can they find you online to keep up to date with you?
Yep. Easiest place, pestocomics.com. That'll take you straight to my website and it'll send you all my socials. But if you don't want to go there, Pesto Comics, at Pesto Comics on everything, even the less popular place, I'm everywhere I can be.
That's great. Well, Adriano, those are all the questions I have for you. But I'm wondering, is there something I didn't ask that you'd like to get across in this interview?
Yeah, absolutely. Just so to go back to what we were talking about at the panel, one of those things that held me back, you know, I listened to a lot of these podcasts and I followed all the articles and read the books, and I just didn't make that move for the longest time. And, you know, I don't regret it so much. I feel like I learned a lot in that time, but you know, it would have been great had I started a little sooner. So if you're sitting on the sidelines and thinking about it, just go out, get started, get something together. You'll find your audience. It might take some time. It might take a little bit of effort, but you're better off just doing it. You'll feel much, much better, you know, having put yourself out there.
Thanks to Adriano for the chat. You can discover more about Adriano at pestocomics.com and on Instagram at instagram.com/pestocomics. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And remember to check out the truenorthcountrycomics.com website. True North Country Comics is on YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel and hit the notification button. You can follow along at True North Country Comics on most social media sites. Please send any and all feedback to john@truenorthcountrycomics.com. Thanks for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2024.